Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. On the second day of the week of Daytime After Dark for this week, last night we had Adrian Fons surprised us when Scott Bailey was on the show. It was an awesome interview. So make sure you listen to that. And we are waiting for We are waiting for our guest tonight. I am so excited. And, I've been waiting, since November. I think we had him on in November. I've been waiting since November to interview him. He's, like, one of my favorite guys in the whole wide world. Well, I have a lot of favorite guys, but he's, like, on the top three. And he is doing double duty, you guys, Days of Alive and General Hospital. Days of Alive, he's playing Justin Kiriakis, lawyer. And on General Hospital, Ned Ashton Corman, playing a sneaky little devil trying to get ELQ back. So let's bring him on.
Okay, hi. I'm here. I'm on.
Hi.
Hey, Carly.
Yeah, I hope you like my little intro because you are kicking it on both shows. You are doing amazing job on both of them. I cannot tell you with who I love most, Justin or Ned. Every day it changes, but I got a question. I know you tape 6 months in advance, so it must be really hard for you to remember the things you taped. But I've been enjoying, I don't know if you've seen yourself recently on Days. You've been working with Drake Hogerson a lot for the past week. And it's kind of nice to see you, Justin, is on team up because you guys, you kind of want to find Kayla and he's Stefano. And I just find it great that you two are working together. So how is it working with Drake? Because you sometimes don't get the opportunity to work with him because you guys are in different storylines.
Yeah, it's been, that's one of the really nice things about actually working with this new storyline where all hell breaks loose, Adrian dying and Steve being taken over by Stefano. I know, and let me answer your question. I watched today's episode. I actually, when I'm around, I watch the show. Years ago, I kind of stopped watching it, but I watch both shows. And I will even watch the shows when I'm not on.
Okay.
There are times when I miss weeks or whatever. I don't catch everything, but I tape both shows. I have it on my DVR, and so I'm watching. But working with Drake is always funny because he's such a character, and he cracks me up. And he cracks me up when I watch him, and he cracks me up when I work with him.
When Stephen Nichols is playing Steve, you guys don't have the best getting along history, correct? You guys get along, when Adrian was alive more, but now that he's Stefano, it seems that the dynamic of, okay, we got to get Kayla, but we also need to deprogram him. And I just think it's a crazy storyline, but it's a good storyline. And
well,
I just
wanted.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is.
But you know what? In some weird way, I have to say, I was watching like last week's episode between Justin and Steven-O, and there's something weirdly captivating about it as well. It's kind of,
yes.
Even though, you know, here's this guy, you know, Stefano, but I mean, there's, from an actor's point of view and from a character's point of view, it's great to see Justin have to, you know, wrangle with, you know, a character that's obviously taken over another person's body and just the whole thing. But I think Steve, honestly, and I tell Steve this, I think, honestly, Steve is doing a really incredible job because, let's be honest,
mm-hmm.
if another actor was doing it, it could be a train wreck. You know what I mean? It could be really, really bad. But Steve, honestly, there are times when he talks and he sounds like flippin' Stefano. He sounds like Joe. And it's
yes.
really able, I think. He's done a magnificent job.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of refreshing to see you in other stories, and I just want to say, if you don't get an Emmy nod for the Adrian storyline, I'm going to go to California for you and beat up the Emmy people, because when you and Susan Mulder the other day were having that talk, it was so raw, it was so real, even though Justin really didn't want to get into it, but it was just something that had, you know, Maggie was, you know, coming for forgiveness, and at that point, Justin wasn't ready to hear it, but, you know, you can also blame Victor on this, because he covered up everything, so once again, Victor got in Justin's life. And I'm like, when is Victor ever going to learn not to get in your life? I mean, he does this crazy stuff, and then you have to clean up the mess of the aftermath.
Yeah. No, I think it was a lovely scene that they wrote for Maggie to come in like that. And no, I think the writers have done me, they've really served me well. And wait, there's more to come. In the next few months, there are some scenes that I'm actually really looking forward to seeing. Because, you know, we move so quickly, and I really put it all into just like one take. And you know, I think that's a good thing sometimes. I mean, if you're just sort of, you know, if you prepare for that, it's very rewarding. Because, you know, I'm not having to, like, I just did this movie of the week, this Lifetime movie. And it's just a small part. Camilla's in it, and Brittany Underwood. She used to be in One Night to Live. She's starring in it. But anyway, it was a, you know, a regular film type of movie, and we had to do each scene like five or six times. And I'm just so not used to having to, like, you know, perform the scene five or six times, even though the scenes were pretty short. I'm so used to my rhythm. My performance rhythm is so used to just like doing one take of a 3 or 4 page scene, and I just prepare myself for, like, you know, opening night, you know, and I go about it like that. And it's very rewarding. It's very rewarding that I feel like I'm in control of the product. I'm in control of my art, and I tell you, I, as the older I get, the more I love daytime drama genre, I guess, you know.
Well, I mean, you've been at it for almost 35 years. Maybe I'm not doing my math correctly, but
33 years, but who's counting?
Oh, I thought it was 35. And my question is, lately, you have become more like a father role on Days of a Life for Sierra, and the scenes when she was blaming herself for Victor's heart attack, of Victor's stroke, and the way you were comforting her, and the way you were like saying, okay, this is not your fault, you know, he probably had this coming, or something you said, and you I don't know, you carry that in the hospital as well with your new daughter, Brooklyn, who's only giving you trouble, but you also did that when Oscar died with Ross. So I think you have this way about you with the younger cast when they come in and working with the younger cast. You have a way with the, you know, with the girls comforting them and making them feel better. And, you know, I think you do it on both sides really good and lovely.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, maybe the writers, you know, they know I've been around a long time. And, you know, I am the father of Brooklyn, so I have to, you know, that's my role. With Sierra, you know, she doesn't have her father around, so I have sort of played that role with her. And I play more of it in the future, too. And I'm her uncle, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, am I her uncle? Yeah, well, Bo's my cousin, so I guess I'm kind of her uncle.
Mm-hmm. And
but
I just think you know, you're doing so good. And one thing when you said when you were on last, this was going to be a big, big, big storyline in November for you. And I couldn't wrap my, like, so the whole night I went to bed, I'm like, what does he mean by this? It was driving me crazy. Right. But, well, you were right, it was a big story, but when Adrian died, I did not see that coming. I was mad, I was ticked off. I'm like, what, does Roy really have to lose, you know, another wife on the show? Come on, this is not fair for him. And when they got you with Mary Beth Evans, you guys have really good chemistry. You guys have really good chemistry on the eighth, but you guys also have good chemistry on days, and that doesn't always show up. If you go from soap to someone, if you go from soap to soap with a person, and I'm hoping there's more with you and Kayla, because I just think you guys are really good for each other. I mean, now that Steve's back, where Stefano's back, who knows what they are going to do to you guys. But I think
there is a lot of fun stuff coming up. All I got to say, you know, obviously, you know, Steve, Stefano doesn't live forever. And so that's coming up. And you'll see, you can kind of predict how that's going to happen, but maybe not. But, there's a lot of really good stuff. I can't really tell you any of it because I don't want to ruin it for you. But all I can say is I've got, just some really, and not just me. I mean, I think everyone's got some really good story, you know, moving forward. And I think, you know, you have to sometimes do this sort of fantastic fantasy, you know, stuff, plot twist, like, you know, Steve being taken over by Stefano in order to kind of get to a character-driven story at the end. But in the meantime, you can kind of enjoy, you know, the fantasy of this and enjoy, you know, actors performing and being, not their typical selves. And, I mean, I just watching Mary Beth having to deal with, you know, Stephen O. I mean, it must be exciting for the fans to see, you know, Mary Beth have to, like, tear into, you know, to her beloved Steve Johnson, you know.
She's doing a great job along with you. I mean, the whole cast is. And before I bring on the others, I have two more questions, actually three. What was it like for you to, when they're in the hospital now, what was it like having Tracy back? And number two, can you be a little nicer, Michael, because you were trying to steal the company out from under him? And I think you and Chad do look really good together. I think there's chemistry there.
What's that? Say that again.
There's chemistry when you and Chad, Michael and Ned have a scene together. There's always been some kind of chemistry, and you guys look really well together. And when Neil showed up at the Manson and Tracy did not like it, and you go, "Mother, everyone makes mistakes, okay?" And it was like, It was a joy to have Jane back for as long as we could have her, and you guys still have the mother-son test working together.
Yes. Okay, well, that's great. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I think I can, be honest about this. Jane had a great time coming back to the show, and I know she's interested in coming back in the future. So that's a great thing for the show. And there's no plans right this second for her to, I don't think she's planning, they don't have anything right this second, but I would say in the next 6 months she will be back. And it'll be wonderful because she's a great addition to the Quartermain Mansion, let's face it. And I think she's enjoying it. She's enjoying, working with me. She always works. She always loves working with me. At least that's what she says. And I think she loves Lisa, and I think she loves Amanda. So it's really fun. And in terms of Michael, let me tell you something about Michael Corinthos. I was always very excited that when Michael decided to be a Quartermain, I thought, okay, that's really nice. And then like a month or two, he was back to being a Corinthos.
Yeah.
I think we should only have Quartermains running ELQ. It's called Edward.
Well,
and
I'm just thinking you guys look good together, and and Olivia was trying to tell you, this could blow up in your face, and I just love how Olivia remind me of Lila a little, how you could be. You are kind of Edward sometimes. I love you, but you're kind of your grandfather sometimes.
Well, good. And, I tell you what, I was watching the show the other day, and my wife said right before the scene, she goes, I think they should write you more like Edward. And then right then we get to the end of the scene, Olivia asks me, like, so when you sit down in the chair at the CEO chair, what are you going to do? And Ned says, I'm going to make it permanent. And my wife said, that's Edward. That's the person that you need to be. So let me just say, Carly, you think that that's not right, but other people think that that's a really fun thing to do and a really a nice, angle where my character's heading. Because let's face it, he was trained by Edward to run ELQ from the moment he came on the set almost 30 years ago. He used to run ELQ. He was all about running ELQ. And let's face it, Ned has been sitting back for many years now, not really positioning himself or even really expressing much interest in ELQ. So I think it's not unexpected that he's now saying, you know what, it's time for the big boys to step in.
Well, yeah, and I think it's, kind of good that you have become your little, grandfather, because it's really funny to watch. And before I put the others on, I've been meaning to tell you that you and Olivia need to be on screen more together, because when you guys are, it's a joy to watch, you guys together. You guys have the chemistry. And also, I just want to remind you in a nice way that you need to be a little easier on Brooklyn, because in a way she's following Eddie Main's footsteps. And when you told her, go get a job, and I'm seeing back, wait a moment. When he was Eddie Main, okay, he was going for his dream, but now he's telling his daughter to go get a job, and I'm like, okay.
Well,
remember?
Well, that was because she couldn't work under her contract. She couldn't sing. So that's why I was saying you can't just sit around and wait for 5 years before, or 3 years. What is it? 5 years. So I just said she's got to do something. She can't just sit around and do nothing for 5 years while your contract expires. That's what I said, get a job. It's not like don't follow your dream. So that was the difference. But let me just warn you, Carly, and everyone who's listening, the tough love continues with Brooklyn, and it may backfire. I don't know. You'll see.
Well, all I know is if Brooklyn sleeps with Julian, if I see the way things are going, I think Ned might punch Julian again. That's what I'm worried about. I'm like, oh, no. Ned might actually punch him.
Well,
and that's
all
I'm
going
to say. And I better bring on David, because you and I could talk forever.
Well,
but You on the air.
If there's anyone.
Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
Questions too. Hi, David.
Great to have you back on the show. You're doing a great job on both Dave and Jarafo. You think you're doing a great job. Doing great job on Dave both. Okay, yeah. Question is, there going to be another Nations Ball this year?
What?
I mean, there's going to be a Nations Ball this year. Did you guys know yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, there's going to be a nurse's ball, yeah.
You're going to see
in fact, I was just told, I don't know what I'm going to sing yet, but I've just been given the dates of the, so yeah, we'll be taping that in a few weeks. So I'm guessing I will probably hear from Frank soon about what song. Yeah.
Do you soon. Let me on a pill? Do you let me on a pill? I think... You guys could do a great duet, like Living on a Prayer, something like that. You and Olivia do a great duet. You guys did a great duet last time. David, got any more questions?
Yeah, I know Freddie Smith is leaving the show. Who would like to work with him? Freddie.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be back, Freddie and Chandler. I think sometimes, you know, Days of Our Lives, you know, their budget's a little bit tighter than General Hospital's. And I think if the writer doesn't have a real story for characters, it's just not affordable. It's just not, you know, they just can't afford to just have people under contract and pay them if they're not really going to be, you know, telling a story, you know, I mean, and they just, you know, finished that whole story beat with the adoption of the baby and they're happy. They're back together. You know, Will is out of prison, and you know, so I think they're just kind of resting the characters for a little bit. But I know that knowing Ron and how he works, you know, he'll bring back, you know, characters after 6 months, you know, and bring them on with a whole new storyline. And it's actually pretty smart. It's actually pretty smart, and that's why I like working on both shows, because you know I can be kind of I can go on the back burner on one show, and then suddenly I'm front and center on another show, and then I go back on you know back burner on that show, and then go front and center on the other show. So. I feel like I never complain. I tell people this all the time. I'm one of the few actors on either show that never complain. I have the best attitude. I have a smile on my face.
Yeah.
You know, all the actors are complaining about this and complaining about that. And I just say, I don't say anything. I just smile and say, I got a job. I got another job. I don't need, I'm not going to let it get to me.
Yeah. Well, you do a great job on both shows. I think you're doing great. I watch every day. But you're doing
Thank
a great
you
job.
Thank you very much, David. Thanks a lot. Thank you
okay,
for,
David, are you done?
This.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we are going to bring on Bobby, who totally loved meeting you. And he did not follow
Bobby.
He did not follow my directions when he met you, but I'm still mad. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carly.
Wait, hold on a second. He didn't follow your directions. I talked to Bobby in Myrtle Beach. He told me all about it.
I asked Phil to give Ari a hug, and then I should have I also asked to give you a kiss, and he refused. So I'm like, give me a trouble.
Come on, Carly. I did give credit to Wally to getting you on the show.
But Carly, you shouldn't be ordering men around and telling men to be kissing other men, okay?
Fine, I won't, but you know, it was for me, it wasn't for him. Bobby, what did you want to ask before I get myself in more trouble?
Or Will and Sonny on days as far as what happens with guys kissing other guys on daytime. But I don't know if this would be right, but it was a pleasure to actually meet you in Myrtle Beach, Wally, and I think David answered the question about the nurse's ball that I asked you in Myrtle Beach when you all did the Q&A and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just credit to David on that part, actually answering my question. But I read somewhere online that you're back on contract on Dave, so I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, I actually clarified that up the other night. Someone posted that. I forget some, and I had to correct them. Actually, I'm not under contract, and but I'm still working on the show. But no, they didn't re-sign me, which is fine. I'm totally fine with that because it actually is better for me to do both shows, and so it's easier, I think, for General Hospital to work around my schedule when that's not. It's, you know, they continue to work around me, which is fantastic. They work, you know, they're really, I mean, like next week or no, 2-3 weeks when we do the nurses' ball. There's they wanted me for a day, 3 days on Days of Our Lives, and you know, for instance, I just found out today that they're gonna, you know, put all my shows in two shows, so General Hospital can have me for the nurses' ball. So this is what they do. They work around, they call each other and they work around schedules, and they still allow me to do both shows. So kudos to both, you know, ABC and NBC and the shows for letting me do that.
Right, I agree, because when Eileen Davidson was on Days, she did the exact same thing with Y&R and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and we used to run it for a while when she did Soap Med, Soap Talk, and for the brief time she was on Days and the brief time she had the Lifetime Merge show, did all three shows at once, and Kelly Ripa did the exact same thing with All My Children, a morning show which she and then-host Regis Philbin hosted, and Hope and Faith, so it could happen.
Right.
But Because you even did your own talk show on SoapNet, as well as Days in General Hospital back in the day. So I haven't forgot about you doing that.
Yeah, that was fun. Did you like that show?
Yeah, but it was great. But I think basically most of the questions I've already asked you in Myrtle Beach. So I'm going to let you move on to Maggie or finish up the interview with Holly. But thanks for coming on.
I will move on to Maggie Bobby, so I will put you on hold, and I will.
I'll call you later.
Yes.
Okay, Bobby.
Thank you.
It was nice seeing you in Myrtle Beach.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Bobby. Thank
okay,
you.
And now I'm putting on Maggie. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Wally. Hey, Carolee. How you guys doing? This is always great tonight.
Hi.
Right.
I'm doing good, but I keep getting myself in trouble. So, you know.
Yes. Okay. Well, number one, Wally and Bobby are not Pisans. So they couldn't botch the bus. Okay? This will be...
Wally and Bobby what?
Are not Pisans. neither one could do it. Okay, Charlie? What? I'm not an attorney.
It's all good. I'm just kidding. You know I'm just kidding. You know
I know
all
you
just, we're just having fun here. We're all just having
we're
fun.
Just having
okay.
fun.
Exactly. But, what's your question?
Okay. My problem is that question. It's kind of a problem. On Days of Our Lives, I thought your Ben's attorney should be there at the execution.
Yes,
you.
Attorney what?
We're supposed to be there when he was executed.
Yeah, where were you?
Well,
Ben needed you. You were a lawyer.
Well,
you were his lawyer.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as we know, as we all watched the show, we know why.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I had been told by Stefano,
mm-hmm.
that I needed to get Marlena to him as soon as possible because Kayla was in danger. So I had to give up my front row seat for Ben's execution because I had to go and save Kayla. So that's what happened there. And you know, of course, I would have been there had I not been, you know, forced to deal with the Stefano problem. So that was the reason
why.
But you're right. I mean, you're right. Maybe I should have, you know, been there for him. But here, you know, I couldn't get him out of the execution. Heck, I mean, it was Sierra that figured out everything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, where has Justin been during all this time? I have to agree with you on that.
Where are you at? I see Marlena and I don't see you.
I mean, it was Sierra, the one that figured out, well, gee, maybe we should talk to Jordan's, the father of the child, and Jordan's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's all good.
I love it.
Ben survives, right? Didn't Ben get Yesterday, he was. Are you guys enjoying the show? Are you enjoying the show?
Totally love it. I can't see. Okay, I love Stephen. Okay, Stephen Nichols is a great actor, but he's not my Python. You'd have to talk to Olivia about that. He's not Italiano, so you'd have to talk to Olivia about that.
Oh.
Your wife in John Hospital.
Yes, yes.
But it's funny. It's cute. I got used to it reluctantly.
Well, I think everybody has. Everyone has an adjustment. You know, it's kind of like Princess Gina.
Yeah.
You got to adjust to it, and like, okay, it's a different. You know, it's a fantasy as well as a romance thing. You know, it's romantic fantasy or fantastical romance.
Fantastical romance. I like that way. You're very correct. Very, I like that. And Brooklyn, I loved what she called you Eddie's name.
She did. She called me Eddie Main just last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I loved it. I said, good girl. But Olivia, who I loved, naturally, she is helping your daughter, I think, more so than ever.
She what?
She's helping. Olivia's helping Brooklyn. It seems like their relationship is stronger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see their scenes yesterday, but I heard they had scenes together. I didn't watch the show yesterday, but I think it's a good. I think that's smart. I think it's a good idea. Because also they have. I don't think they have a good past. So the fact that they're kind of having to work together and especially since I'm applying the tough love, I think she's trying to be more of a soft touch.
Yeah. But, oh, my God, that guy. Why can't he end up in the harbor?
What's that?
Persecuting the guy that's, released her out of the contract. You know what's going to happen? I can tell you. He wants her ELQ shares, and he'll tear up the contract.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Well, you just wait to see what happens. Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. But from what I'm gathering, and you guys are probably gathering the same thing that I am since we're only 4 weeks ahead on General Hospital, it looks as like Valentine will be a significant shareholder of ELQ, and that's going to be fun. I like James. That'll be fun working with him.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
It'll be fun. It'll be awesome.
It'll be fun. Yeah, I think it will be.
I think it's fun to see Ned become more like Edward, and as he's getting older, and he's like taking control and not letting the legacy of ELQ down. And I think it makes it's reasonable sense that and plus I'm not like I'm kicking Michael out. Michael asked for a leave of absence. It's not like, Carly. It's not like, hey, I just pulled him out of his chair and threw him out the door.
I know. So we love Michael, too. We love Ned. So, Maggie, we have one question together because Maggie and I cannot wait for April 7th for Mimi Spinard's book. And we were wondering, have you read the book?
Have I read the book? What? What book?
Yeah, Mimi Spinard's book that's coming out April 7th.
Oh,
and
he's got another book coming out?
No,
this book he's been talking about forever, and nothing that. What is it called, Maggie?
Nothing general about it. I survived on lithium.
Yeah, have you read it yet?
No.
Yes. Good.
Wait, hold on a second. No, I don't know anything about. I mean, Maurice he wrote a book about his something else, right? He published a book.
Oh, bipolar.
So now he's got another book coming out.
No, that's the original.
Yeah, and we just thought maybe if you had the book in your other hands, you could send it to Seattle, Chicago, because we cannot wait for April 7th. My Mingy?
Oh, no, I don't know anything about that. I'll have to ask him. So he's going to Chicago to do some signing, book signing?
I hope so. I hope so. I'm begging him.
Huh, nothing general about it. So look at Maurice, a published multiple books now, published author. Who would have thought?
When are you going to write one? You have to write one. With all your career in daytime and hosting a show and everything, when are you going to write one, Molly? Come on.
Well,
I think
my book is sort of like my life. You can sort of, you know, if you talk, you know, I do these interviews and, you know, I go out on every once in a while. I'm not sure if I wrote a book, my book would probably cover most of my early life in Montana. That would be stories that I would probably like to tell.
Yeah.
And when I was in New York doing Pirates of Penzance and all the way up, you know, I guess I could maybe write a book now that I think about it. There's a lot of really, actually, now that I think about it, my life's pretty fascinating. But I have no desire to, like, write a book at this point. I'm still reading books.
Well,
I still enjoy reading
books. And we know you have to go. We know you have to go, but you got to come back. You have to come back because...
Okay.
Like, the four of us love you, and keep on looking on dates and dates, and remember, do not mix them up. Do not mix Coleman Manson and Victor Manson, even though I think it would be easy to do.
I promise. I won't mix them up. I promise. All right.
Okay, thanks for calling in, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, Carly. All right, bye, Maggie. Bye, bye.
Bye.
Where's the flashlight, Carly?
Hey.
Where's the flashlight?
Were you done with all your questions? I was just worried about time.
I know you weren't. Where is the flashlight?
Oh, he said he would come back, right?
He does, definitely.
Okay, good. Good. That's all. Bobby, I'm sorry I threw you under the bus in the interview.
It was my
crazy idea. And
Carly,
and
I was never kissed with another guy unless he happened to be related to me.
He's
my brother
I'm
father,
crazy.
I was never kissed with another guy.
I'm crazy. I will admit it because Maggie said if you meant you crazy, then you really not, right, Maggie?
Yeah, because they just don't do that. It's hard to ask them to do it because it's just not in their nature. So you did a great job, Bobby, and I'm very happy.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Well,
except for not kissing him, but, you know.
Well, guys.
Well, he said no kissing.
Not good.
Yeah, well, guys, you can thank me for getting Wally on the air this quickly. Because Carly told me about that. I told Wally and Maurice what needs to be done. And I had David follow up on it. Because other than Twitter, I'm not that much communicating with Wally outside of Twitter.
So we have some breaking news, just so people know. I haven't got the virus yet. I should not be joking, but I'm being funny. Can I finish, Bob?
Yeah.
Can I finish? Okay,
yes.
Number one, I haven't got the virus, and number two, there were like another another two deaths here today, and one in San Francisco. So like I said on the previous show, just be careful out there. I haven't heard that Florida has it yet.
I think they have one case.
They might have one case.
I'm sorry, Carol.
I know
the other day that there was a case up in Raleigh which broke into General
right.
Hospital as far as the coronavirus goes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm being very cautious and being more viral to wash my hands and sing the happy birthday song and everything that the experts have said.
Remember what I said about elevators? This dude, your elbow covered with your sleeve or your t-shirt, and you should be fine with that. And unlike the president, the clown in the White House, it's a real thing happening. And, you know, he was so disrespectful to the doctors yesterday. You know, he said they were lying, so. And Elizabeth Warren dropped out of the race. Yes. Okay. She didn't win her state. And maybe she was running out of money. I'm not sure. But all of you out there, vote for Biden. Okay? Biden is the way to upturn what's been going on for 4 years. Biden, the guy, and I'm sick of hearing they're worried about Biden's mental capability. Really?
Really?
Are you kidding me? What about the one in the White House? He's a psycho. Okay, so before you jump on in. Okay, he's going to be 78, like for 4 years if he's president, when he's president. Okay, Mom, how old was Ronald Reagan?
He was in his 80s. Right. He had already had Alzheimer's. And Nancy did a lot of work with him.
So really, they should not go after my Joe, and I want to thank Pete and everyone that is getting on Joe's bandwagon because he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we have Jasper Cole back. You know, I'm probably gonna hog the interview. I can see you now. Well, but he's a politics guy, so it's going to be a good interview, and he does movies. And then we have a new, who do we have other, David?
David Martinez, David Joseph Martinez. He's been in Bodyguard and some movies.
So we have that, and so what is everyone doing this weekend? Since we are not doing Friday night show, Bobby, what are you doing?
Well, I'm actually going to, first of all, tomorrow night, I'm probably going to Dunkin' Donuts and take advantage of the free donut month that they got over there and getting me a decaf coffee. I'm going to a big minor league baseball event to try to purchase tickets to a couple of games in April that I might be able to do, because there might be some Fridays in April or May I might be unavailable for. And then, because I have a friend that plays softball, and I might go to some her games on some Friday nights and might not be finished in time. And the minor league baseball game is definitely be in progress when we have our shows on Friday. So it might be some Fridays in April or May that I'll be unavailable.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully your team will not interrupt my GH anymore.
Yeah, me either. This coronavirus,
No, the scrubs.
I was saying the virus.
Absolutely, Maggie, as far as the Cubs go, they're on a new network that they have on, because I saw them, and because it's a new cable network they got, because the White Sox still got the NBC Sports Channel to deal with, and WGN and ABC7 is no longer broadcasting them. So,
thank God. Thank God.
Thank God.
I get my funny.
Good. And
thank
I just want to say, Seattle people, okay, yesterday you interrupted 40 minutes of General Hospital and Deeds of a Life for the virus. It could have waited an hour more. Okay, I'm still mad. Okay, I know this virus is bad. I know it's bad for the whole U.S., but come on. And I know we are the leading people that have so many deaths, but come on. Wait to two, okay? People, wait to two. That's all calling yes.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm
why
taking
I
what you need this weekend, buddy.
Okay,
going to
first
church,
of all.
Probably, and we'll try to catch my poop. Try to catch. Try. I don't know if I'm do it. Go to church. We can. Try to catch my poop. Try. Can't promise I will, but I'll try.
David has homework to do.
Yeah.
Baby
so
has lots of homework.
Well, I know what
so
you mean by them. Well, Carly, I know what you mean by them interrupting General Hospital, because in the Raleigh market on Monday, they interrupted because of the coronavirus that started in the Raleigh area. So I'm in the Raleigh-Durham market, same with Chicago and New York, where we get General Hospital on 3 East, 2 o'clock Maggie time. And I think Houston and Dallas also get around 2 o'clock Maggie's time.
They interrupted
well,
here about Carolina.
I'm behind, so I won't know the tip of smoke. Come over, but
do your homework. David has homework. He needs to catch up.
Yes, do you have homework? You need to... You need to start washing your soap mode. You cannot be this far behind, my Mankey.
That's your job.
The problem is, my teeth on every day is going to make me more behind. I have to stop taking them. That's not going to work. It does not. No, I never get to wear my teeth on every day. It's going to make me more behind.
Okay, homework. You got homework all weekend. That's what you need to do.
Well, we need you to get cut. Call up, because I don't want to get blamed for always spoiling everything, and also,
I forgave Mangy Wade. Yeah,
and Mangy, what are you doing this weekend?
March Madness.
Oh.
Yeah, me and sports. I'll be watching a lot of basketball.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. It's going to preempt the CBS soap, but I do have two potential guests that I would love for you to have on if I can get a hold of them on Instagram. Brooke Kerr, who made her debut on General Hospital, is one person that we should, that somebody should look into getting. And Lola on YNR, because she has a great singing voice, and it would be great to get her on the show. I know that both of them are on contract, but I don't know how long Brooke is going to be on General Hospital in general, and if she's actually contracting or recurring. But those are the two possible guests that we should get on down the road.
While I'm doing this weekend, I'm catching up on my shows, and also I'm sleeping, and I'm gonna try and not do my favorite new activity, and Maggie knows what that is.
Dream about Jasper.
You gotta stop me from that, okay?
Me too. Me too.
Okay, my favorite activity. I love online shopping. I love Amazon. Amazon is awesome. Amazon is like awesome, and it's gonna get me in trouble. And it's going to get someone else in trouble, and so too. So we both have to be good. But what else was I? Oh, Megan, what did you say about the movies yesterday about some movies are not going to be shown yet?
Oh.
What movies were they?
James Bond 007's new movie is pushed back to November. And there's a new movie coming out in China. And they can't release that one either because of the virus. So they're going to push them back.
And also, what about the Fast movie? Anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about
that. It hasn't been pushed back, right? Because I'm dying for that. I love the Fast movies. The Fast and Furious.
It'll be number 8.
Yeah, Fast and Furious 9. So we will be back on Tuesday, right, David?
Yeah, Tuesday with your boyfriend, Jeffico.
What if her boyfriend?
Okay, my TV boyfriend. Okay, you're going to get me in so much trouble. You're going to get me in trouble. And Bobby already got me in trouble tonight with Wally. So, the only one that never gets me in trouble is my mom.
Come on.
Because she protects
me. Come on. I
got
myself in trouble with you in the past, but don't bring this up here.
Right. There's four of us. It's one of the best
to go back to the other radio blog show if you want, but I'm not going to do that.
No. It's we're
okay.
Back to four musketeers. All for
you
one,
know,
one for
okay.
All.
You know, yeah, but remember boys, the only the only one I listen to is Maggie, so get used to it. So, yes, and we are going to go, but we will be back on Tuesday. And I just want to thank both boys for getting Molly on. And it's not a contest. Both boys did. And if you're going out on a date tomorrow night, Bobby, but just be safe and wipe down everything.
I'm not going on a date this week. I'm going to do that next weekend.
Next week.
Okay, but just be safe when you go out and all that.
Right. I won't get the coronavirus.
I don't want you to get sick. I don't want any of us to get sick with this.
I'm going to have to deal with the pollen in the air. I'm not worried about the coronavirus. I'm worried about the pollen in the air.
Exactly.
Well, it's allergy season too, so
yeah.
You know, it's allergy season, so you know it's crazy. And so yeah, we will be back next Tuesday. Tuesday.
Don't watch ahead.
Mhm.
Oh, God, thank you. I forgot. We do.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll be having a show Tuesday night at 9.
Mm-hmm.
So we go third, right?
Yes.
Yeah, spring ahead.
Yeah, spring forward.
Fall back.
Fall back.
You know, I don't need to lose an extra hour of sleep. We need to do something about this. When Joe becomes president, he needs to wipe out that daylight saving time. You know,
I have a request to make. If anybody is listening, I'm very sorry about Lee Phillip. I met her years ago, and it's really tragic that she's no longer with us. But I hope and pray.
Wait, who died?
Lee Phillip. Oh, her real name is Lee Phillip, though. I knew her when she was Lee Phillip. And the thing is, with my Dina, they can't let her die on the show. Please don't let her.
Oh, God, no. Oh, and happy birthday to TC Victoria Stratton, our friend. And, and we will be back on Tuesday.
Okay.
But remember, Junior clocks. You know, you just wouldn't have to use your microwave when you clock because your cell phone does it automatically.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting a new cell phone, but it probably won't be ready in time for me to use it on the air on Tuesday. So it probably won't matter to me.
But you'll do.
Okay.
Well, as long as you get to hear you.
Have a good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Good night, everyone. Stay safe.